Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am Joseph J. Erdo alongside Greg Isaac. And this was brought to you by Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. School is out for the summer. Alice Cooper from right here in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He has a great thing going on. He has the rock school, or the school of rock, you know, where kids can go down there and take classes, or, you know, I'll get the website to that later on everything, so I can get you accurate information. But it's a great thing that he's doing. I'm just kind of fixated because I see Doris Markovic for the first time.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh, Doris.
Hello, how are you? Yes.
Well, Doris, it is a pleasure to meet you. You know, we've had our disagreements.
Oh, my shirt
over
is falling
years.
Down. Oh, my shirt is falling down. Hello.
All right, Doris.
Hi. Yes. One year ago today, you brought me in the studio.
Okay. See, I wasn't here for that, but I did overhear something about you coming into the studio. I've only spoken with you on the phone. Now,
you
probably don't recall. You probably think I was here.
Yeah, well, there was a Gerald that I spoke with on the phone. Gerald.
Yeah.
Is Gerald here? You sound a lot like Gerald. Hello?
We've let him go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it inappropriate what he was doing?
Well, he just couldn't take what you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
So we've got to talk about this, Doris, and you know, and hopefully we could kind of whip you into shape here.
Okay. Well, you know, one year ago, the gentleman, Joseph,
Doris, I'm right here. I invited you into the studio. I invited you on the phone to talk with us about TED 2, of course. And if anyone wants to see Doris Markovic, of course, why wouldn't they want to see me? You can go on Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope, of course. And we're getting some very strange comments on Periscope right now because they're seeing Doris Markovic for the very first time. So again, they said they're very confused. So go ahead and check out Periscope, Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope, and you can check it out. So, all right. So, Doris, we invited you to talk about TED 2 last year.
Yeah.
One year ago today, right, Greg?
Wow, it was amazing. I do remember that.
That is one of my favorite shows from last year.
Yeah. It was great. Now, Doris, you weren't in studio for that, though, because I was on the phone with you talking about that, and it was a great movie, and I'm glad you liked it as well.
Why is this gentleman calling me a hot mess?
Doris, you kind of are. I mean, you got to work on your hair a little bit. We just want to help you out. Maybe you can find a boyfriend out there.
My sister couldn't make it in the studio. She is busy. She's making food.
She's
making food.
Is she going to bring it down here later?
I can bring it, or she can. One of us, but not both.
I can go for lunch.
Yes, thank you very much. What is your favorite food? What is this microphone moving for?
The microphone moves in here. We might have spirits. There's talk about, there's some ghosts here downtown. So, you know, and they do like people named Doris.
Okay.
There's a chance you may not make it out of here.
There was a movie with Sally Hawkins-Fields that was on. Sally Hawkins-Fields that was, "Hello, my name is Doris."
Okay.
And it wasn't about me.
Yeah.
But they said it was.
Sally Field was great.
Yes, she's.
You can't go wrong.
She's a very pretty woman.
She is. Yeah, and such a versatile, great actress. And yeah. But you know, we'll get that straight with you to make sure that you say the names correctly. We have, even though he's not here today, Dave always says names wrong.
Yes.
We give him a hard time.
Yes.
So we'll be nice to you about that. We'll figure out a way to work on your memory a little bit.
Yes, this is not a wig. This is my hair. I just I did not have time this morning because it's very hot in my house office in Levine. Can you tell them that my office, I am accepting clients. I've only got two clients right now.
Yeah. You still have just the same two clients.
There is.
All right. Well, we'll work with you a little bit on that. Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll see if we can get you some.
But I'm a civil rights attorney.
Exactly. And you were talking about that. Now,
yes.
We got to work on, you know, the way you come across sometimes, some of the times that you have called into the show.
My blouse is coming undone.
We'll work on that. But other things that maybe you said maybe you shouldn't say. So, you know, we won't bring that up per se, but, you know, we want to get you some more clients.
Yes.
So tell us about what you can do for people out there with civil rights.
I am willing to represent anyone. I am willing to represent anyone that will that is loving any stuffed animals, especially or drug cases, if they are loving inanimate objects. That is my specialty. I represented a gentleman that married a toaster.
Well, usually the drugs lead to that.
Sometimes. Yeah. But I've not won any cases yet.
Okay.
But I'm still working on it.
All right.
My friend is named Rob Lowe.
Oh, okay.
He makes grinding. The grinder.
Yeah. Is that show still on?
No. They canceled it. Oh. My sports bra, I left it at home because it was very warm. These people are asking, who is watching me? Who is on this thing? What is this?
Well, we have, Joseph, you set up our Periscope there. So Periscope.
Yes, that is our Periscope. Mm-hmm. These are our Periscope fans. They've been following us all show long. They've been asking us questions about pets. So, of course, if anyone, no matter the temperature, I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'm not sure. Doris, apparently you don't need to wear, I'm not going to ask her if she's wearing that. But Doris, are you doing okay? Is it comfortable in here?
Yes, it is. It is. I've got air conditioning in my house.
Oh, okay.
There's a bucket with water and ice, and I put a fan in front of it. I made it from Home Depot. Can I say Home Depot on the show?
Yeah.
Can I, sir?
I think Home Depot
behind the glass,
is all
sir?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, Home Depot, I can say that.
Yeah.
Yes. And but yes, I like ice and water. And do you like, what is your favorite, Gerald? What kind of what did you say your name was? Jerry?
Greg. Yeah.
Greg.
Greg,
okay.
Yeah, G-R-E-G.
G-R-E-G.
I guess they both
start
with
G. Is that your last name, G-R-E-G?
Name you want it to be.
Greg.
We'll just call it, I'm Greg.
Greg, G-R-E-G.
Yeah, Greg.
Greg G-R-E-G, okay.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Okay, all right. And, so what am I here for?
Dorito, we wanted you to come in.
Dorito, well, that's what was coming up on there, the lip gloss work at Starbucks. Doris, you should work at Starbucks butchering names.
Yeah.
This is absolutely terrible what you do. I mean, these people on Periscope, they don't even know the half of it, that you butcher people's names. But we love you, and I know that you're probably very good at what you do, right? I mean, can you confirm that for us?
Well, yes, I am very good with what I do. You were talking about America's Got Talents. I was on there with my sheep. I told you 2 years ago.
I do remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was there with my tap dancing sheep, and I did not make it onto the live shows. They told me to go home.
You know what would be interesting is our guest earlier, Dana, the
pet lady.
Lady Blog Paws.
Because I was going, I was driving from Levine, and I was listening.
Well, you know, Joe, I was a little late for that, but you know, Joseph, you were talking with her, but I know, you know, as you said, Doris, if you were listening to that, how she talked about the chickens that had, you know, the bras now and different outfits.
I dress up my sheep with like Beyonce.
Okay. Yes. Oh, so you do the
Beyonce. I do dress up. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I do. Do you like my dress? Someone is saying, they're commenting my dress. Sir, do you like?
I was going to be not politically correct. It's an awful dress.
Thank you. You can see my knees.
Welcome.
I don't usually like to show my dress by my knees.
You shouldn't.
You know, okay. Yeah. I forgot my stockings today, though. So please, I didn't shave for a couple of days. So.
You look a little hairy, but you know what? It's okay.
Yes, and I
might
not
be a little warm because of that.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I feel very inappropriate here. These people are watching me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know these people that are watching on this thing?
You know, Joseph, you probably know them a little better than I do.
Yeah, I know some of them. There's a girl that lives in Sweden.
I've heard a lot about her from you.
Yeah, and there's also some other people around the world. You can comment now. If anyone has any lawyer type questions, legal questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, right? Legal. Is that what you would say?
Yes, legal questions. Yes, attorney questions.
And by the way, Doris, Sweden is another country.
Sweden is another country, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You understand that?
Yes, that's ABBA. I know. That I'm not. I've gone to school, sir. I've gone to school, Mr. Giarigi.
Yeah,
I've gone to school.
Giarigi.
Yes. So.
All right, the
Rito. Yes. How long is the sentence for stealing a car? Well, usually, if that one of my friends, mm-hmm. one of my colleagues, they got the gentleman that stole the car off without any jail time.
Okay.
Yes, and I represented a young woman, and she is currently still in prison for this if I go to prison, that would be the reason. Okay, so she will still be in prison until 2027.
I heard with that it kind of depends on the vehicle that you steal.
Yes.
Know, if you steal a Daewoo, they actually don't put you in jail because it's already jail for stealing the Daewoo. But if you get something like a Mercedes or something like that,
did you sneeze? Daewoo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. How about Koenigsegg? Koenigsegg? Have you heard of the Koenigsegg car?
I haven't heard of that.
Koenigsegg.
Koenigsegg. Koenigsegg. I haven't heard of that.
Yes. Okay.
Have you represented anyone with a Koenigsegg?
Yes. There was someone. Yes, I did. And they their favorite food. They like Taco Bell. They like Taco Bell a lot.
Okay.
Will I? Here's another question. Will I go to jail if I slap my boyfriend for checking a girl out? Well, it depends on how hard the slap is, because sometimes the slaps they leave a mark, and if there's evidence, then I cannot do anything for you. But if there's not evidence, I would say slap your boyfriend hard enough, but not to leave a mark. Okay. So
I would say don't slap. I mean,
no,
looking,
it's okay.
Looking, I think
it's
okay
because
we're
humans. My boyfriend once was looking at someone other than me.
You've
and
had
I,
a boyfriend before, Doris.
Yes, I.
Tell
did.
Me more. Was it love at first sight?
It was. We met under the bridge, like 4 miles from here.
Really?
Yes. And you
was
practiced.
Was that where I used to live?
I did it one time. There was a period of 4 years. Yes, for a period of 4 years. There's a movie called The Trolls Coming Out, you know? Yes. And no, it's not okay, someone is saying. It is okay to slap your boyfriend if he strays, if his eyes wander.
Oh, man. No, Doris, I mean, see, this is why we can't get you clients.
I slapped a man once in Walmart. Sir, can I say Walmart on the air? Yes?
Yeah, well, that's very questionable.
Yes. No,
that's
okay. Well, okay. I want to say Walmart. Yes, I did. I did.
You know, I'll say this. Yeah, don't slap anyone.
Okay.
Doris, as a lawyer, that's why, you know, we're here to help you out.
Well, these
terrible.
Are these civil rights questions? I don't know the
you
difference,
know, they,
honestly.
They're not
like,
per se,
yes.
But still, I mean, as a lawyer, you should know that. You
right.
Don't touch anyone. And just in general, if we're not looking
frumpy.
At it from a legal standpoint, don't hit your boyfriend at all. Not period. If you're not happy with him, have a talk with him. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then get out of it. But I think just checking out isn't the end of the world. And, you know, if he's doing it disrespectfully, that might be a little different, but have a talk with him.
And Lady J here on Periscope is asking, will I go to jail if I impersonate an attorney? Well, Doris,
yes.
Will you go to, is that, it's Greg, you're saying yes. Okay.
I believe, yes, you can. Again, I don't know, because I'm not a legal expert by any means.
Okay, yes. No, it's not for fraud. They're saying for fraud. No, it is not fraud. It depends on how often and how much.
Well, I think, too, it could depend if you're really representing people and giving out, true advice.
Yes.
And you say you have a license and all that stuff.
A license to kill.
All right. Wow.
Not really. I heard about that in a film, one of my favorite movies, Titanic.
Yes. Titanic was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack and Rose.
Yes, if I illegally buy an armadillo, will I go to jail? If I illegally buy an armadillo, I don't know much about an armadillo. This might be a question for the woman that was here earlier. And yes.
Joseph, help me out here. You talk a little to Doris.
Okay. Well, I know. Well, Doris is a little bit weird. Somebody tell me, are you guys really recording for radio somewhere? Yes, we are live on KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix. So you're welcome to listen to the show on if you're in Phoenix on 1480, or you can you can tune in to kphx.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm Joseph J. Erdo, and this is Greg Isaac.
We finally get to meet Doris. Hey, how's it going?
Hello. Yes. Can I? Am I going to be a regular part of the show?
Absolutely not.
No. This is a one-time thing,
probably,
Doris. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're probably never coming in again.
Yeah. This is probably the end. End of you.
And I don't want to eat your sister's food because I don't know if I trust it now.
Yeah, and will I go to jail if I start line dancing in Walmart? Doris, have you ever line danced in Walmart?
Like in the line of the aisles. Yes, I believe there is a precedent in Massachusetts back in 1984 that you are not allowed to line dance in any public establishment not represented particularly for dancing purposes.
Well, that's just ridiculous, Doris, because that's just not true. Even as non-legal person, I know that, especially in Walmart. You can do anything you want in there.
Yes, I saw...
Babies made in there. It's Walmart.
Yes, it is. It was very upsetting in Walmart because one time there was a woman named Natalie. She gave birth to a baby in the bathroom at Walmart.
Were you there? Natalie, you were helping her out.
Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman was in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's great.
Yes. Yeah. And
I don't recall that.
You don't recall that?
No,
I'm sorry.
I don't remember hearing that story.
I'm sorry. So yeah. I heard you earlier.
I did see it, though, on TV in a fiction situation.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, saw the movie.
A movie. Yes, I saw one. I saw one last
film.
Time. A film? Yes, I saw one last time. All right. And can we talk about the summer real quick before
sure.
I go? Because I know you're trying to hustle me out and stuff like that.
Get out of here. No,
but the summer
we're
stuff.
Just trying to help you out.
Because you were talking. I was trying to get through earlier, and the gentleman over there, Aaron, he told me not to be on the phone because he said that I was going to be in the studio. But I wanted to talk about what I'd like to do during the summer.
What do you like to do?
I like to sunbathe. I really like to sunbathe in my backyard.
Scary. Well, make sure that you put proper sunscreen on.
I always wear proper protection sunscreen and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
To our listeners, make sure you have that going because the sun, it's lethal.
No, I don't like tan lines. I don't like tan lines. They're asking me about my attire. I don't like tan lines. But this is my sister made this.
Yeah.
My sister made this.
I can tell.
Yes, it is very, very pretty. I will stand up for you, Greg.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Greg Arici.
There we go.
Yes, okay.
All right, Dorito Doris.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that that's the type of thing my great-grandma used to wear, that dress.
Yes, but no, I am not as old as your great-grandma. I am only 27.
Yeah, that's what's really weird about that.
Yes.
But you know what? We'll work with you on that as well. Right, Joseph? We've been talking about that, trying to help Doris out.
I don't tan in any clothes. But I don't have a boyfriend right now.
Oh, okay.
So are you seeing anyone?
If I wasn't, I would say I am.
All right, I'm seeing
Joseph
someone as well.
Too.
I'm seeing someone too. Okay, yeah I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm a little too old for you, Doris. I'm 32. I'm 32.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. But that's okay. If you know anyone, is that man over there? Is he single?
He's not. We can make him mad and say he is. So Doris, get in there. There's actually no one going to be single for you, Doris, until we help you out here.
Help me out. Doris dot Markovic.
Yes.
At Gmail.
You can do it, Doris.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fell asleep. I thought you were going to talk. Gmail.com. And the dot is the period. Where is the period because I couldn't find it, though. I was writing a brief for someone. I couldn't find the period.
That's just awful.
Where
for
is
that.
It located?
Well, you'll find it a couple spots away from the letter M, which your last name begins with. I'm not sure if you were aware again.
Yes. Do you have Uvu?
Do I have what?
Uvu.
Joseph, do you know what that is?
That's I believe it's like a Skype type of situation.
I don't. Do you have it, Joseph?
I don't as either. Yeah. So I
Doris, what
far
is
as,
it then?
As far as Doris is concerned, I don't have it. Doris, do you have Musical.ly?
Yes, I do have Musical.ly. Would you like to see me on Musical.ly?
No.
Do you have Musical.ly, Mr. Arici?
You know, I don't. I've actually haven't heard of it. I know, Joseph, you were talking about that a little earlier. Explain what that is.
Well, yeah, Doris, Musical.ly is a very fun thing, and Doris, we're not going to ask that question to Doris because it might be high. Doris gets very sensitive about the those issues.
Oh.
But for our Periscope viewers, but Musical.ly is like a music video type of thing. You lip sync. So is that right? You like to lip sync, Doris?
Yes, I very much like
really?
Things with my lips because I like eating popsicles, and you know they have these these freezer pops.
Oh, those are good.
Yes. You freeze them. Yes. And so I like to eat those. And then anything, you know, I'm not wearing any makeup today, but I think that I'm naturally beautiful. My boyfriend told me that once.
No. Wait, ex-boyfriend?
Yes, my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
He broke up with me because I slapped him in Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, I was line dancing, and he looked at someone else, and I slapped him in Walmart.
So. But is it because he didn't know who you are, and you were actually meeting him for the first time?
We met online. We met online on an online dating application.
All right, talk about it.
I was. I put a different photograph of myself
on the
line, yes, mm-hmm. And I did not have this dress on. It was a different person. Honestly, it was someone a completely different age, and they said that I was bassing them or something.
Yeah,
sea bassing them or something.
Sea bassing them. Yeah, I'm not sure about
that. Thank you. You look like a Victoria's Secret model girl. Thank you very much. Are you single? I don't know. I don't want to get involved in that anymore, though, the online relationships, because this gentleman really broke my heart because
his? Because he obviously had some issues because he was talking to you. And just in general, he probably would have figured out right away that need a lot of help.
Well,
he probably saw that picture of the lady that maybe they look like Cindy Crawford, something like that, who you put on there, a supermodel. So he's just thinking about that one thing and then
to
meet you and actually see you.
It was an 18-year-old girl from, she was a cheerleader from the Arizona State University.
Okay.
She was my friend when I went there. She she picked on me a lot. But, sir, I think I have to go.
Was she like 10?
I have to go to the bathroom.
You're like 26.
I have to go to the bathroom, sir. Can we go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about time. Thank you very much for coming in studio, Doris. Again, 1 year anniversary of us talking with you. It's been absolutely excellent. Your dress, I must say, your dress is absolutely gorgeous. Who made your dress?
My sister. I already told you. My sister. You can buy it.
Come on, Joseph. You
got
to listen.
You could. I know, Joseph. Thank you. And say, I really like this. What bathroom are you going to? This is a civil rights issue that I will get to next time. All right.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Doris. Thank you for joining us in studio, Breakthrough Entertainment on KPHX 1480 AM. We're going to switch gears in just a few moments and get into something very serious. But before that, we need to listen to Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Taking us into the segment.
I remember the first time I heard this song. It was beautiful. It was just gorgeous.
That's great. Well,
I heard it 14 years ago.
14 years ago. Well, you know what, Doris? It was nice to meet you. I'm actually lying. I don't know if we can help you, but
okay.
We will try.
But we really appreciate having known you. And, you know, you and Bobby are two of our favorite people that listen to the show.
You guys can meet up.
I don't listen to the show. Can I? I'm going.
All right. Bye, Doris.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll be right back on KPHX 1480 AM. I'm Joseph J. Erdo, and that's Greg Isaac.
Hey.
And I'm Doris Markovic.